An order to have American flags removed from fire trucks in a town of Poughkeepsie Fire District has landed the issue in the national spotlight, creating a swirl of controversy. Both sides hope for a resolution to come out of a meeting that was scheduled for this afternoon. Arlington Fire District Fire Chief Tori Galante says he held a ceremony Tuesday to remove the flags from three trucks following a directive from the Board of Fire Commissioners.
I have received a ton of emails, phone calls, visitors, 99.9% of people expressing their anger and stuff with having the flags removed. Obviously, I was very upset with the board's directive, as with the department personnel.
James Beretta is chairman of the Board of Fire Commissioners for the Arlington Fire District. During an August 15th board meeting, he told how he was on Hooker Avenue Saturday and noticed a flag mounted on one of the district's fire trucks. Beretta says it was a revelation to him that any flag mounting had begun. He said the following during the meeting.
I do not feel that those flags are necessary during normal operations. I have absolutely no problem with ceremonies and parades and kinds of things where you would adorn the apparatus with, you know, some extra things like, you know, like a flag. But during normal operations, I don't feel it's necessary.
Three out of five fire commissioners, Beretta included, said they wanted the flags removed from the rear of the fire vehicles, citing issues of liability and safety. Fire Chief Galante, meanwhile, explains how the flags came to be mounted in the first place.
About a month and a half ago, I was approached by the union that represents the paid firefighters about putting flags on the rear of some of our vehicles here at our headquarters station, with the union purchasing the flags. I told the union to go ahead and place them on there, you know, with a couple conditions, obviously, that they were secured properly, they were kept clean, and they didn't interfere with any operations. We had our mechanics take a look at the flags. They were installed properly. We have a health and safety committee. They had no issues with the flag placement or anything like that.
Galante says the Board of Fire Commissioners chairman called him Wednesday, and they, along with other board members and union members, were slated to meet Thursday afternoon on the flag issue.
I'm hopeful maybe at some point there'll be some sort of resolution, you know, and everybody else remains hopeful too.
Local elected officials have been weighing in on the flag controversy. City of Poughkeepsie Mayor Rob Rollison, a Republican, issued a statement Wednesday saying his office had received numerous phone calls and emails. Rollison noted the Arlington Fire District is in the town, not the city of Poughkeepsie, and thus outside the city's jurisdiction, but said, quote, "As the mayor of the city of Poughkeepsie, I can confirm that we are proudly displaying the American flag on our fire apparatus," end quote. Rollison offered the phone number of the Arlington Fire District on the city's website. Republican State Assemblyman Kieran Lawler is calling on the Arlington Fire District Board of Commissioners to rescind its order, and Republican State Senator Sue Serino hopes the board will work quickly toward a solution that allows fire department members to express their American pride. Galante says there were plans to mount flags on other fire trucks.
I actually, we're a combination department, career and volunteer. I actually did receive requests from some of the volunteer fire companies to go ahead and place flags on the vehicles. They just did not get a chance to do it yet. They were in the process.
Galante says he did receive two calls in support of removing the flags. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.